Ronnie Ford, in the end, obviously a big win for Galway over your own county here today. Laois, disappointing, I suppose, but from a Laois perspective, obviously the big game is next week against Westmeath.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I suppose we were very happy to a certain degree in the first half, and that we were competitive. We actually got a lot out of a few things we were working on, puck outs and so on, went really well. But I suppose over time, you know, Galway just wear you down. They have that physicality, that athleticism, and like when the hurlers that Galway have open the shoulders and start hurling, and they did it in patches. They only did it in patches. Times it was a dead game, really, to be honest. And but when they opened up, like they're an exceptional bunch. Just looking at them, when you see them in the flesh today, they're like, there's a lot of those players that seem to be back to their very best, and they'll be a match for anyone. Because you know, like they have that mentality. They've been there and done that, an awful lot of those players. And you know, lads like Tom Monaghan are really impressive. I thought he was fantastic out there. Early doors, even when other lads maybe weren't firing so well, I thought he was brilliant. So look, Niall, you just have to, from a Laois point of view, you just have to take it on the chin, move on. The big game is obviously next week for us. Today was probably a help in some regards from that point of view. I'm not sure that on the injury front, but look, it is what it is. When you're operating off a tight squad, it is what it is, and you just have to move on and get ready for next week.
And you mentioned obviously the first half, I think Galway went 9 points to 1 up, but Laois got 6 of the next seven scores. Got some really, really good scores. Paddy Purcell got a few great points. Chad Dwyer obviously got a few points before going off injured as well. So that obviously would give you confidence going forward for next week.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, you know, I said several times that they're a great bunch of lads, but it's just you know they know that it's a limited pool of players, and you know, I suppose the round robin, it's great in one way, but it really puts you to the pin of your collar in terms of your squad and so on, and you're competing with the top teams week in, week out, and like that is it's a huge task for a county like Laois. We know all that, and look, today was really from Laois's point of view was trying to get a good game under our belts and in preparation for next week. And it'll be the same for Westmeath today against Wexford. That's the bottom line. And you know, sometimes people question, like, what are you trying to stay up for? But you know, you ask any of the players, they want to hang on to this level, and you know, even bringing on a young fella there who played under 20 this year, Mossy Keys, in the end, they're trying to leave it in a better place, same as anyone does. It is difficult, but you know, they put the shoulder to the wheel every day.
And from a Laois perspective, Franny, obviously a big game now on Monday in the Leinster minor final against Offaly. Of course, it's a county you've coached as well at senior level, so it's great to see progression from both Offaly and Laois at that particular grade.
Yeah, it's a real novel pairing, and like it's fantastic to see that. Like there'll be some atmosphere, I'd say, here on Monday night for that game. And of course, the big bonus out of that is that regardless of result, both of those teams get more games in the championship at a high level. And look, may not be able to compete in All Ireland series, but they're both in a Leinster final on merit, and fair play. It should be a fantastic occasion.
Looking ahead, obviously, to next week, obviously, the first day out against Dublin, you were really competitive. But since then, the two defeats to Wexford more so than Galway, I suppose, there were huge defeats. Do you think that will take any of the confidence away for next week?
Sure, look, it's hard to know, Niall. Of course, it's demoralising for any team. We put so much, like, we had a little bit of time to prepare for Dublin and put so much into that. And at stages in that game later on, we could have actually snatched it. And I suppose that's the one big win that you're looking for to try and kickstart things. And they got a win like that a number of years ago, but you know, that forewarned is forearmed in that regard. And you know, you're not going to really catch teams on the hop at this level. But it, of course, it demoralises. Yeah. It's demoralising for anyone, you know, taking a defeat like that. But you know, they're the levels you're talking about. Like the quality of some of the players you saw today, same Wexford and Kilkenny, even though personally, and I know I'm biased in it, but like I would put Galway right up there in the form they're in. I just think they have, in horse racing terms, they have the bit between the teeth, and they seem to be really intent on driving on. And you know, some of the lads that, obviously an awful lot of them I've worked with in the past, and it's just fantastic to see them, you know, hitting top form and being ready to have a right cut at this championship.